الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the haqiqat of the akhirah, the reality of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Surah An-Naba, which I recited in Salah today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in very, very clear terms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He begins the mention of the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many things of this dunya which are our daily experiences. And this is the bayan of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws attention to daily things, sometimes very small things, but they may be small in terms of the actual thing itself, but in terms of meaning, the meaning is not small. And the whole purpose of that is to draw our attention to the double standards that we have got used to in living our lives, where we use a certain logic when we are dealing with our lives, and then we invert that logic when it comes to Akhirah. And there is no reason to do that. So, for example, in our life, we go by the logic that belief does not alter reality. So if there is a reality, we at least tell ourselves that we are a scientific society, we are people who work based on evidence, we want proof of concept and so on and so forth. And so therefore, we believe that no matter what you believe, reality doesn't change. I know somebody who believes that there is no such thing as a virus, there are no germs, there is no disease by infection. He actually believes this. And Allah gave him a very long life, which is relatively completely free from illness. So, I don't know, maybe his belief is right. Wallahu a'lam. But I'm sure most of you will not agree, right? Because your experience tells you differently. Similarly, many other things. We live our whole life according to what we consider to be facts. If one of your children comes to you and says that, why do I need to work? I don't have to work. Because work doesn't give me food. Allah gives me food. If Allah wants, He will give me. Why should I work? I'm sure you'll lose a few nights sleep over that. Although, in terms of actual statement of fact, what he's saying is true. But then you will try to convince him about the reality of that, and how is this statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, we are not denying that. But how is that to be interpreted in our daily lives, and how is it to be understood, and how do we understand the importance of actually doing work and so on and so forth. I usually give this example, and I say that imagine this situation where there are two people who jump out of a plane skydiving at 20,000 feet. So they are coming down from 20,000 feet and they are accelerating towards the earth at 32 feet per second per second, which is the rate of acceleration. And at 10,000 feet, imagine also that they are having this conversation. And the conversation is, the one of them tells the other one that at 10,000 feet we must pull the ripcord, we must, you know, open the parachute. And the other man says, I don't believe in gravity. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as gravity. That's nonsense. So this guy, the other one says, you're crazy. I mean, what do you mean you don't believe? There is gravity, is a fact. Either you believe in gravity or don't believe in gravity, does not make a difference. If you don't pull the ripcord or the parachute, you are dead. So this chap says, sorry, I don't accept. So anyway, at 10,000 feet, one of them pulls the ripcord of the parachute, his parachute opens, and what's the first thing that happens when the parachute opens? It arrests your rate of descent. So this guy is now going slower. And that is incidentally the principle in IT also. When we talk about security system, we say security is inversely proportional to functionality. The more security you have, the more difficult it will be to use the system, right? You have to enter a password, you got to have, you know, whether it's a retina scan or fingerprint or whatnot. The more the security, the lower or less the functionality. So security is inversely proportional to functionality. More security means it will be more difficult to operate, but it's a more secure system, and so on and so forth. And I'm sure everyone accepts this fact, and we say, okay, no, I want the security, leave it alone, doesn't matter, I'll go through the pain of the functionality, but we don't want something to be so functional that anyone can get access to it. We understand this. So now this man's functionality has reduced when he is coming down in the parachute. The other man is still going at the rate of 32 feet per second because he's got no parachute. And at that point in time, imagine that this guy who's going fast down is thumbing his nose at the other one and saying, see, your lifestyle is stupid. You know, you are not enjoying yourself. See who's going faster. You know, see the wind through my hair. Now, what is the answer to that? I think the only answer to that is this man will tell the other guy, he says, just wait for another 2 or 3 seconds and you know the difference. You know what, you will really experientially discover what gravity is. Now, this is the issue of Akhirah. So, I always, whenever somebody tells me, I believe this, I believe that, I tell them, look, it makes no difference what you believe. Believe whatever you want because the reality remains the same. The reality doesn't change. The difference it makes is to you. If you believe the right thing, then you prepare for it. If you don't believe the right thing, you don't want to believe it, up to you. It's your life. We are not forcing anyone to believe this or that. Absolutely free, most welcome. Live your life as exactly as you want it. Because at the end of the day, you are going to reap the harvest. Whether that harvest is beneficial or it's not beneficial, that remains to be seen. But the point is that it's your harvest. You are plowing the field, you are sowing the seed, and you will reap the harvest. So, the reason I'm saying that is because a lot of us, Muslims, we seem to live our lives, as I said yesterday, we seem to live our lives as if we have no belief in the Akhirah, as if we do not believe that Allah exists, as if we do not believe that we will die, as if we do not believe that we will be resurrected. And as we know very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on that day, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. The meaning of the ayat is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on that day the tongue and the lips will be sealed and the hands and feet will bear witness to what you did. Right? So it is the action. Hands and feet give witness means what? Means actions. Maybe Allah alam, maybe the hands and feet will actually speak, and this is from the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point being that it is our actions which will speak. And that's why even in English we say the actions speak louder than the words. So, the point is that believing or not believing, many times people, I mean the other day somebody is arguing, saying, Allah maaf kar dega, you know, Allah will forgive. And as I said yesterday, I've got no problem with Allah forgiving anybody, no problem, absolutely. But where is the evidence for this? And this is what I am saying today, that we seem to invert the logic. We ask for evidence in everything in our lives, but when it comes to the Akhirah, we are happy to live with completely illogical belief that there is no, you know, that my actions do not affect my Akhirah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said not once but any number of times in the Quran that your actions affect the Akhirah. Allah did not say how much knowledge you have. Allah said how you act. Allah did not say what you know. Allah said what you do. You may know anything. As a matter of fact, if you know more and you don't act, then the knowledge becomes a witness against you. So, therefore, I remind myself and you, let us examine ourselves, let us reflect, let us introspect and change our ways, because we don't know how long we have in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long and fruitful and healthy lives, inshallah, and death on Islam in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. But let us be prepared that this time can come at any time, and when it comes, then it does not get postponed. And let's prepare for that before that time comes. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.